Ah, shit. Here we go, welcome to another fantastic uppity-duppity, yippity-dippity, hoppity-doppity, suck-my-doppity episode. My Balls Itch Podcast. That's enough of that shit. I just went to CVS, got myself a nice cold drink. Before I tell you what drink I got, everyone who's been keeping up with the podcast knows that I have a heavy rivalry. It used to be my wife. Rivalry with CVS. Back in 96, we had a legal confrontation. They were suing me for $6 million. Of course, I was 9 years old at the time. I don't know what the fuck they were trying to do. I think I started my own little radio show. Me and my brother, we'd hang out in the guest room, which soon became my parents' room. And we had a tape deck. And we started recording my first radio show. And back then, it was just me and my brother. We just, you know, talk shit, playing wrestling songs, and talking about how cool Looney Tunes and Beast Wars was. Like, man, that last episode was pretty cool. I like when Dinobot, he became a good guy. I was like, hell yeah, I like that too. I think he's my favorite. Because my favorite dinosaur is a Velociraptor. So naturally, he's my favorite Transformer. Or Beast War, or whatever. So anyway, we did that, and CVS got mad. Because I went to CVS with my mom, and they didn't have the Rice Krispie treats that I wanted. Because back in the day, I used to drink brisk tea and a Rice Krispie treat, and that was like a good time. And they didn't have any Rice Krispie treats. And my mom said, "Don't worry, we'll go to HEB." And I was like, "No, I'm pissed off right now, Mom. They don't have the Rice Krispie treat. I don't want you to make an extra trip." And she said, "Well, we got to go anyway to get some more fideo because we're having fideo tonight." I was like, "I don't want fideo, Mom. I want a Rice Krispie treat." I started crying. I was being a little bitch or whatever. I mean, I'm not the hero in this story. I'm just saying I went on the radio show that was only recorded on a tape deck that nobody ever listened to. But somehow CVS found out about it and tried to sue me. And I'm like, dude, CVS, are you even a company yet? What's going on? Because I don't remember CVS being around that time. I'm probably thinking of Walgreens. And this was probably a dream I had, too. I don't think any of this really happened. But anyway, you know, it's a love and hate relationship. I go to CVS because it's the closest, quote-unquote, convenience store around my work. So I had a real hankering. I know you're on the edge of your seat. Like, what are you drinking, Alan? What are you drinking? Holy shit. Just get on to it. Before I get to that, let me just take a sip, and I'll tell you my story that I got to tell y'all. It's a doozy. Look at Daniel over there pushing them carts. Look at him. He's living his best life. I didn't know Daniel had a wife and kids. That is crazy to me. He looks like just like some chill older guy who don't give a fuck. I mean, he's not old. Apparently he's old, but he doesn't look old. He's got nice, smooth, plump skin. You know, like a Super Mario-esque type of character. You know, half his teeth are missing. But he doesn't care. He's just some Mexican dude, you know. But no, he's got a kid and a wife. I saw a photo of them together. It was weird. I'm like, damn. He's getting it in. So anywho, I'm inside before my lunch break. I'm on my lunch break right now just to set up things. I'm going back and forth. I'm pulling the Suicide Squad. I'm giving you the story, and then, you know, 3 days earlier type of thing. Okay, this was 30 minutes ago. My fingers still smell. No, that's regular smell. So, it was about 30 minutes to my lunch break. I'm waiting for old Mike to get here. Wayne's Wings Mike. I'm waiting for him to show up. So I'm just there. I just got done doing whatever the fuck. I was about to check a garbage bag or two. Doing my janitorial stuff, you know. Keeping the store clean and tidy, you know. And before you know it, I get a call. It says, "Hey, it's Michael." I'm like, "Wait, you're not Michael. You don't sound like Michael. You're not talking about Wayne's Wings. You're not telling me how great cruises are. You don't sound cool." It's the other Michael, the manager Michael. He's like, "Hey, I need you to come to the info desk with a broom and I'm like, get on with it. What are you trying to say? The powder stuff. I mean, okay. The spill magic. Magic spill. You know, the white stuff you put on any kind of mess and it magically cleans it up with the broom. It's a great invention. I love it. Makes my job a little easier. I don't have to bust out the mop bucket every time somebody drops a, you know, jar of pasta sauce or whatever." So I get there and I'm not even there yet. I'm like, I don't know, down the trail leading up to info. You got a bunch of women, bunch of coworkers. They're all just standing around pointing at the floor, looking real like alarmed. I'm like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. Everything's barricaded off." I'm like, "Hey, I'm trying to get to the info desk. What's going on?" "Yeah, yeah, yeah, right here." And she's pointing down. And I see a trail of what looks like taco. Like carne guisada, you know? Like, it looks like it's like liquid brown with some little chunks of food in it. I assumed somebody had some tacos and just left. Maybe they didn't. Or not tacos, maybe like a lid, like a Tupperware container, or some kind of container from a restaurant, and they didn't close it right, and so the bag had a hole. I thought it was food. I thought it was taco. I thought it was like gravy. I thought it was anything but what it was, and that's right, it was human shit. She said, "Yeah, she couldn't hold it in." "What do you mean, what?" And it went all the way from outside, through the info desk area, into the produce area, all the way around the coffee bar, all the way to the bathroom. You know what I mean? So I'm like, "Okay, it's one of those." Now, I'm chuckling because the past two or three times, there was something shit-related. I was able to dodge the bullet. It happened to be on break, or it happened to be sanitizing some kind of mop card, or I happen to be doing something, and it happens right when some guy takes a shit in the sink in the men's room, or some other guy couldn't hold it, takes a shit in the urinal, or some other guy just takes a shit just for shits and giggles. But this guy, this woman, it was an older woman from what I gathered, she couldn't hold it in, and I guess it was dripping from her pant leg. I'm not sure. I asked one of the ladies, I'm like, "Was she wearing a skirt? No underwear? What's going on? Well, how did this happen?" I'm just trying to piece it together in my imagination how or what it looked like. She must have been embarrassed. I'm not trying to shame her, but it sucks. Like, come on, dude. But you can't help it. And a lot of our customers are really old and they're really frail. And I'm going to get to that point too, man. I'm going to have to take a shit. I got some liquid dookie, man, just pouring out of my pants. That's going to suck. I'm going to have to start tucking in my boots again like I used to in high school. So that kind of stuff doesn't happen. But anywho, I put that aside. I get the little magic spill powder, and I'm making little mountains of powder over each little drop of poo. Going all the way to the bathroom, and then all the way the other way into the information desk area. And you know, you get the ladies kind of pointing out, "Oh, right here. Oh, right here, right there. Oh, right there." It's like they had nothing better to do, and they just really wanted this shit cleared up. And I'm like, "Dude, calm down. It's just poo. Just calm your horses. You never seen poo before?" So I'm trying to cover up all these little spots with poo, these little taco stains. There was legit, like, rice and corn and shit. Like, I don't know what this woman ate. It looked like she ate good. I don't know. It looked like food. And it didn't smell. It didn't start smelling until I got to the doorway where the chunks were bigger and juicier. And as I'm trying to sweep up the magic powder, it wasn't absorbing all of it. Like, the center of the piles. And so, it just, maybe it came, a little waft came up. I was like, okay, yeah, that's shit. Confirmed. It's poo. And as I'm going over towards the bathroom, this lady, I'm drinking Mountain Dew, by the way. I'm just, it's Mountain Dew. I know I was gonna keep you on your horses or whatever, keep you waiting, but I felt thirsty. I'm cleaning up this poo, and I couldn't help but think about this video I saw. These two guys, Struggle Nation, Ecomog, M-Dog, and Struggle Soldier. Struggle Soldier's always drinking a big old thing of Mountain Dew, and it made me really thirsty for Mountain Dew. They were watching the Suicide Squad reaction. Or it was their reaction, but they were watching it. I saw it already. Great movie, by the way. The Suicide Squad. Not the first one. First one, if you like it, that's cool. I liked it. I thought Will Smith's character was cool. Harley Quinn was okay. Boomerang Guy was okay. Everything was okay. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. My favorite character was Enchantress. Take that to the bank. That's right. Hot take Alan. At it again. He likes the worst character. Everyone hates Enchantress. Her brother was kind of trash. But I like Enchantress. Cameron Delarosa. The girl with the eyebrows. I think she's a cool chick. I liked her in the what's that fucking movie she was in with that one dude with the weird voice? The kid from Chronicle. You know, where it's like Luc Besson, it's in outer space. I'm forgetting everyone's name. Fuck. Anywho, good movie. The sequel, I'm going to call it the sequel. Everyone's like, is it a sequel? I don't get it. It's a fucking sequel, guys. Just shut the fuck up. All right? As far as I'm concerned, it's Suicide Squad 2. It's still got Harley. It's still got RoboCop, Joel Kinnaman, or whatever. Who also I liked in House of Cards, and I liked in... let's see, he was in RoboCop. Oh, he was in Altered Carbon. Or as they call it over here in the South Side. Altered Carbon. Carbon Altered. I'm having a stroke. I liked him in that show. He played a really cool, emotionless soldier thing. And then Anthony Mackie came and played the same character in the second season. It's a little confusing, but you got to realize the actual character inside of his body, who's played by the Japanese dude, is switching bodies. It's like they call it sleeves. You can upload your consciousness. Everything's on a little chip, and you put it inside your neck, and you could be inside of a body of a child. It's really weird. So... I'm going to take a swig of my soda and I'll continue with my poo story. There's not much else to say. I just had to do like a... It was just me. It was a nice exercise. It was a nice little mission to pass the time. You know, I'm cleaning up the little piles of poo. I got people walking up. This lady... Oh, that's what I forgot. This lady's telling me she works in the catering. Not to call her out. I'm not going to say her name. It wasn't Hannah, though. I like Hannah. She's cool. But it was the other lady. Just use your imagination and try to figure out who it was. Hey, did they tell you to use bleach? I look at her. Huh? What? You have to use... That kind of mess, you have to use bleach. And then I tell her, okay. And I keep walking. Now, I don't know if I was rude to her or I thought I was being really nice. I was like, okay. Okay is okay. Like, okay. And under my breath, I think I might have said, I'll try to find some bleach. Yeah. I think I give off this weird... Hold on. Excuse me. I give off this... I don't know. This personality, like... Oh, this kid doesn't listen. He doesn't talk. He's just rude and goes in one ear and out the other. I think even my mom used to say that. She's like, oh, there's Alan. He's just sitting there. It's going in one ear and out the other. I'm listening. I am. I'm really listening. I'm considering everything, you know? It goes back to the people who talk shit and then you don't have any reply right away. And so that automatically means they won. It's like, you know, some chick is like arguing. Oh, yeah? Well, how come you never cleaned your car? See? Like, you gave me not even a second to reply to your stupid remark. Like, you didn't win this argument. That was a bad example, the cleaning the car. It's like, just, you know what I mean? Someone ever argue with you and just... accuse you of something and they think that's the mic drop. They think that's the boom. How come you blah 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 blah? And then like if they got friends backing them up, they're gonna say as loud as they can so that even if you do reply, it doesn't matter because no one could hear you. And then you try to reply, and one of them's like, look, he's trying to reply, look, see that, bullshit, and these are the fucking arguments of retards and idiots who just, I'm sorry, I'm getting off track, I'm pissing myself off. I do that sometimes when I'm putting words in other people's mouths behind their back. Shit people say, or is it just projection, is it just things I... think people say or think or whatever. It's yeah, that's the curse of having a human mind and an imagination. Anyway, back to the lady telling me to use bleach. I don't know if she thought I was being a dick or not, but hey, I'm in a hurry. I'm trying to clean up this trail of poo. You know, man, it's like the Trail of Tears with the Native Americans, only it's poo this time. The poor lady's in the bathroom probably crying because she's embarrassed. She was in there for like an hour. The other lady that was on the E-team, poor Victoria, she's waiting outside of the bathroom waiting for her to get out so she can clean up her mess in there. She's probably shaking her head, listening to her headphones or something. She's got this device around her neck. It looks like headphones. I don't know if it's music or it's keeping her cool. I don't know. There was this device back in the day. It must have been the 90s or maybe after that. It'd go around your neck and you turn it on and it keeps your neck cold. I always thought that was a cool invention. I was like, man, they should give these out to people because it's hot outside and this would be nice if you're ever going to the desert. I wonder if George Lucas had this when he was making Star Wars. Anywho, where the fuck was I? Yeah, lady told me to use bleach. I didn't, but not because I didn't want to. I was like, okay, look, I don't have bleach. We don't carry bleach itself up in the area where we keep our shit. But you bet your ass we got some high octane, pristine brand toilet bowl cleaner. I whip up some of that. I get the mop. I didn't mix all the chemicals in the thing. I'm not mixing chemicals here, guys. I get the mop bucket. It had whatever stuff I had in there. Bathroom cleaner. I put a little bit of pristine in there. Because what do you use to clean up shit off the toilet? Just a bowl cleaner. And look, if I'm burying myself, if I'm going to get myself fired by saying what I did, my super secret idea... We're cleaning up the spots, the remnants, you know, the particles, left over from these poo mounds that I cleaned up, so be it. All two of you listening, go ahead and tattletale on me. Alan used pristine bowl cleaner in the mop bucket to clean up the trail of poo, the trail of tears. It's done and done, man. Long story short, I'm mopping it. I'm mopping a trail. Boom, one wet floor sign. Mop up another spot. Boom, wet floor sign. Boom. I had a system going on. I felt really proud of myself. Only these people trying to walk by, these idiots, they're not only like zigzagging through the wet floor signs like it's a fucking dog show, but they're walking into the wet floor signs. Like, what are you doing, dude? But they're like, oops, sorry. Oops, excuse me. And they're walking into, like, they're literally stepping into the wet floor sign. Like, what's your problem? Seriously. And these are coworkers. I'm not just talking about customers who don't know, like, to look down and they, you know, the spots, you know, messes or whatever. These are my own partners just seeing me trying to wipe up some poo. And they're just running into the wet floor sign. So, I thought that was funny. I finally get done. Got another chick trying to throw away peppers in my bag. I'm like, just throw it in there, man. Everything else is in there, man. My mop head, the poo particles, you know, some leaves. So, all in all, the main moral of the story is I really wanted a Mountain Dew. So finally, Mike shows up, asking me about Wayne's Wings. I was like, hell yeah, dude! I finally went to Wayne's Wings. It was actually pretty good. I want to try a different flavor. That buffalo sauce went too hard. I was like, oh shit. Nothing happened. I don't think I had, like, burning poo, but I think Popeyes gave me burning poo. That never happens. But that's another story. Wayne's Wings, 5 out of 5. Cleaning up poo, 5 out of 5. This Mountain Dew, 5 out of 5. And I almost grabbed the G Fuel PewDiePie flavor. I was like, what the fuck? PewDiePie is his own flavor of G Fuel? And maybe one day my Balls Itch podcast gaming, the gaming department, the gaming division, I guess you could call it. Maybe I'll do a G Fuel sponsorship. Probably not though, because they got a bunch of assholes on their crew. I'd rather get sponsored by, Dr. Pepper. If you ever start doing an energy drink like Coke did, hit me up. So yeah, and conclusion, and conclusion, if you gotta poo, just let it all out on the patio, man. Don't make a trail going inside a heavy traffic store. Just do it on the patio. That shit has rubberized layer on top. It'll clean up easy. Just don't make a trail. Don't make a trail. Just poo in one spot. Just let it all hang out. I'm telling you, I'm not going to be mad. Others will be mad. All those girls that were like squeamish. Oh no, poo. Oh no, we're going to die. Like, bitch, we got COVID. Delta variants, fucking Loki variants, running around trying to get into our systems. Get the shot, get a COVID shot, get a flu shot, polio shot, and get a fucking poo shot. And everyone, grab yourself a Mountain Dew, and hug your pets, and don't forget to floss, and signing out.